Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your cam. You got some punch, damn! You got who and how, see, all you gotta do is rub that lamp.
And I'll say,
Mr. Lobster, what will your pleasure be?
Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Welcome to my weekly show, The Science of Yes. Every week we discuss how you can create the life of your dreams by design, utilizing the science of yes. Very much based on the law of attraction, the science of yes is the way that you can access the power, magic, and fun in living inside the world of yes. Thank you for joining me on my show tonight. Tonight we're going to spend some time talking about what it's like when you have doubts about what you can create in the science of yes. I know what that's like, to live your life and wonder why things happen the way they do. You know, I just recently attended the memorial service of a very dear friend of mine. And you ask yourself sometimes, why is it that somebody who's good and kind, generous, and just wonderful, they suddenly are taken away? Those are the kinds of questions you ask yourself when you can't understand why life looks the way it looks. There is a larger design. Life looks the way it looks because it's exactly the way it's supposed to be and exactly the way it's not supposed to be. Everything is perfect. You can have the life you love, absolutely. All you have to do is be a request of the universe for anything you want. Life is not complicated, and we as humans, we tend to complicate it. It's not necessary at all, because life is just a powerful tool. Just like you see in the motion picture, The Matrix, it's like a dream that you're living inside of. You can have anything you want in that dream. For instance, let's say that you're looking for the love of your life. Inside of looking for the love of your life, you may decide, you decide what you want in a man or a woman. You'll say, oh, well, they need to be tall, they need to be short, they need to be handsome. They really don't care how they look, but they need to have a sense of humor, and they need to have some serious relationship to life. Whatever it is that you're conjuring up in your mind, know this, whatever that thought is, whatever that's about, whatever it is you think you're seeking in another human being, remember, oftentimes, if you yourself aren't clear what it is that you want, the universe is not going to be very clear in how it delivers. In order for you to have what you want in life, you want to be absolutely 100% clear what you're asking for. When you go in a restaurant and you order a meal, sometimes you're not 100% sure what you want, so you might try something new. You look at the menu and you think to yourself, that looks good. I've never had that here at this restaurant. Let me give it a try. And so the waiter or waitress brings the food to you, lays the plate down in front of you, and you think to yourself, my, that looks good. I'm going to pick up my knife and fork and dig right in. When you taste it, when you put it in your mouth, in that first moment, you realize, number one, you like it. Number two, I'm going to eat all of it. And number three, this was a wise decision. Or, contrary to that, you put that first forkful in your mouth and you decide, yuck, this is nasty. Ew, I wish I had never ordered this. I don't want this. Take it back. Well, the life that you lead is given by very much what happens in that restaurant when you order something you weren't sure about or never had before. When you take risks in life and when you go out and swing out and just try something on, you'll have a reaction that might be one of three. The reaction that, yes, this was a wise decision because I really enjoyed this. Or no, boy, I'll never do this again. This sucked. Or you might be neutral about the whole thing. Just know that unless you take that risk, unless you're willing to swing out and try something you've never done before, you're not going to have the opportunity to find out whether you like it or not. Some people live life inside of their opinion. If you decide you just don't like the looks of things, or conversely, if you decide you already know what it's going to be like to try that thing and you just assume not try, you've already lost the battle. You're living life inside of no. Thinking you know or assuming you know what the end result is going to be of some action that you're going to think is the biggest booby prize in the game of life. You don't know. I don't care how many times you've seen it on TV, and I don't care what your opinion is or how you feel about the matter. My coaching to you is that there's something on your mind, something that you're envisioning, that you want, a dream, a desire, something that you ache to have, but you haven't taken any actions towards getting that thing. You've already lost. Without taking actions, you're not going to have it. Sure, it might come to you by happenstance, but you can't count on it. Because happenstance does not deliver the way the universe will when you ask. But the thing that's missing for a lot of people, I find, because I coach a lot of people along in life, is that when they ask for something, when they want something, when they focus and visualize their mind on something they want, sometimes they forget the most important thing, to take action. You have to go out and do something about the thing. Don't just want it, desire it, and think about it, sitting on your couch, eating popcorn, and watching TV. You actually have to go out and do something. Take some kind of action towards having that thing. And wanting it is not enough. You have to have it. My coaching to you is really based on my existence as a yes coach. I utilize the science of yes all the time. I manifest things on a daily basis. And I'm not saying that like I'm better than you or I can do something you can't do. You absolutely can do this without a doubt. I promise. What you need in order to activate the science of yes is a very, very clear sense of what it is you're asking for. You have to be willing to articulate it. I like to write it down. It's very important to put things in writing. Nowadays, everybody has their smartphones. They have electronic devices like iPads, tablets, and things of that sort, and they want to digitally capture their desires and what they want in life. But I'm a big advocate of using a pen and paper, writing it down, keeping a journal by your bedside. So the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning, you write it down immediately as something in your, you can call it your dream book or your vision book or your morning pages. A composition book, if you can get a, pick up a Target for like $3. Put it by your bedside with a blue ink pen. I like the color blue because I think blue makes more of an impression on your mind. Because trust me, part of the whole experience and exercise is to train your mind, to program it for what it is you're creating and manifesting. My conversation in my head is very much given by the conversations that I write in my morning pages, the things that I want and envision for my life, the dreams I have, and the desires and the goals. You must strategize your goals. One of the things that I coach people about, too, is their personal bubble. What is your personal bubble? Your personal bubble is the life that you lead inside your head. For you, the universe revolves around you. You're in there in your head, and you're looking out of your eye-peeping eye holes. You see life through the filter of you. Everything impacts you. The smells, the sights, the sounds, it all comes around you. That's your personal world, your personal bubble. But you need to understand something. Life, the universe, everything in it is outside of you. Your dreams, your visions, your goals and desires happen outside of you. If you want to make something happen, you have to be able to get outside of your personal bubble. It's out here that life happens. You want to make a difference. If you want to contribute, really are up to something in life, you do want to contribute and make a difference in the world. You're going to have to get outside your personal bubble. You're going to have to take on life and see what's going on. To do that, you have to take the time to look around and see what's going on in the world around you. And there's a lot going on. So many things are happening. Natural disasters like hurricanes and the raging fires that are going on in Northern California and even here in Southern California. People are displaced from their homes. Some of them have lost everything because their homes have burned to the ground. Can you imagine what that's like? To lose everything you own, to never see it again, and have had no opportunity to save it because you had to evacuate in a hurry. And in that moment, when you were evacuating, you had a choice of what you could take with you, and you could only take what you could carry. Can you imagine? Well, if you cannot imagine, it's because you're inside your personal bubble. Everyone has their personal bubble. But to the extent you can step outside that bubble and interact with the world out here, that's the extent that you can manifest what you love in life. It's not always about you. But if you take on life by contributing to others, you'll notice something really remarkable. Your life will start to grow and expand. When you focus on other human beings and what you can provide, your life starts to work in a much more efficient and effective manner. Why? Focusing on other people and building what's necessary to support the world and the people in it. Make your environment grow to match what's needed in order for you to fulfill on your desires to contribute. All you're focusing on is yourself, and all you think about is how you feel and the impact on you and your life. That's a very, very small piece of marble for you to be playing on. It's a much bigger game to contribute to others. Not just giving charity and donations, but giving of your time and your expertise and your knowledge and giving of whatever it is that you can give so that other people can benefit. Getting outside your personal bubble and interacting with the world on whole will give you access to some very, very important things. What are you passionate about in life besides yourself and your world? Indicates you as a human being and what you want to provide to others. For myself, I like to contribute to causes and to organizations that are up to putting an end to bullying on the planet Earth. Bullying that takes place in school. Young kids who are being bullied feel that they are not worthwhile, that they're losers, that they're ugly, fat. The things that are being said from children to other children are having effects that are unprecedented in our history. Children, kids, they're going home after school and committing suicide because something that somebody said or because of cyberbullying that was done online publicly on Facebook or Instagram or some other social media. Somebody said or did something to make them feel like they were not worthwhile. Bullying is a major issue in our world today, and I'm committed to making a difference and putting a stop to it. So, for me, the most important thing is to not
you know, allow it to support any organization that's against it. Crowdfunding that has to do with anything around bullying that puts an end to it, I contribute. That happens to be my passion. What's yours? What gets you going? What is a cause that you can get behind? Would you like to go down on Thanksgiving morning and feed the soup line down at the homeless shelter and make sure that those people who don't have a roof over their head have a Thanksgiving dinner? Where can you give back to the community? There are so many people that are homeless, defenseless, that don't have much. You need to be grateful and appreciate everything you have. And how you can do that is by taking on, giving back to the community and supporting those who aren't as fortunate. It really is a function of getting outside your personal bubble and finding out what you can provide. You don't necessarily have to open your purse or wallet and write a check or give money. You can do that. But there's also giving of your time. But getting outside your personal bubble and enjoying what it's like to actually contribute and make a difference and see tangibly the difference you make from the smiles on the faces of the people you've met. You may not like it when you go to the grocery store or the post office or anywhere and you see homeless people laying on the street or reaching their hand out, trying to beg for money. That may not be something that you want to contribute to and that you appreciate. But there are a lot of organizations that are making a difference with people who are homeless and people who are on the streets, and you're contributing to them, not just in money, but in time, making sure that somebody's out there who give a damn about what's going on in the world with the people who are not as fortunate as we are. If there's something that you can see that you can provide, you should take it on. You should go out and see what there is that you can do and what you have to offer to people who are less fortunate. I'm more than happy to give you some ideas if you can't find anything or think of anything. There are a lot of very worthy organizations that use your support in your organizations that look out for children that come from abused homes. Being a foster parent can also be an opportunity. If you don't have children but have always wanted them, it's not too late. Even if you're older, you can make a difference that way. Or you can make a difference for people who are ill in the hospital with cancer. A lot of times people who go in the hospital or have prolonged illnesses, they've run out of medical insurance and they have no, you know, resources to support them when they look to see what they can do to pay their rent, to put food on the table. All their money has gone toward medical bills. They can use your support. What can you do? It's a question you can ask. Living in the world of yes is living in a world where you're observing what is going on around you, not just your universe and your personal bubble, but what's going on in the world and you can make a difference. Being a yes is being available, open to receive, ready to take on life as we know it and bring a positive mindset and a positive energy to that life. I encourage you to look to see what you can provide. Life is the way it is for a reason, but you don't have to sit down or lay down and take it. If there's something unpleasant or unfair going on around you, take it on. Make a difference. Give of your time, your effort, and your network. Make sure that the people around you know that generosity is not just a forgotten value. You know how to be generous, and you know how to take care of the community. Your community supports you. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, guess what? Your community is your village, and it takes a community to support you and to have you flourish in whatever ventures you are up to. So, as a Yes Coach, I coach people all the time, a program called Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And in that program, I create the context for people to step outside their personal bubble and look to their fitness and wellness and look toward their abundance and prosperity, and look toward their spirituality. Mind, body, and spirit. It's not enough to go to the gym 2 or 3 times a week. You also have to think about your spirituality, and you have to think about your abundance. Open your body, open your mind, and open your life to receive prosperity and abundance. That is how you live a fulfilled and rounded life. And that's what I coach people to do. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. How is your life? I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. For those of you who listen to my show, I specialize in people who want to start a business of their own. I can help you take the first steps. But a lot of times, it's not just about starting a business. It's about getting around whatever thoughts are in the way of you starting a business. Maybe you don't know what the first steps are. Maybe you have a full-time job, and you want to be your own boss, and you want to start a business, but you're not sure how to go about making it happen while still maintaining the income that you're used to receiving at your full-time job. You're not willing to struggle that much. You don't know how to go about it. Well, I can help you. Give us a call. The number to call into the show live is 323-642-1207. When you call in, I'd be more than happy to discuss with you what's in the way of you starting your business. Why aren't you doing what it is you want to do in life? What is it that you think you need before you get started? I can help you, and I want to help you. This is what I get value from in life. Helping people like you, people who know that they want something and they know they want to start, but their concern is that they won't do it right and it won't work the way they want it to. So here, give me a call. Let's talk. Or if you don't want to call live because you're a little shy or introverted and you would rather talk to me one-on-one, you can write to me and we can schedule an appointment. My email address is pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. Pam is P-A-M. Heath is H-E-A-T-H. pamheath@yescoach4u.com. Send me an email and we'll talk. I'd love to hear from you. I want to make sure that you understand that anything you want in your life is available. It's just like the genie from Aladdin says, you ain't never had a friend like me. Because when you tell me something you want, I pour all my yes energy into it so that you have what you want, how you want it, and when is the most important thing. Manifesting the things you want in life. It's really frustrating when you don't get it when you want it. You want it now. I know you do. You can have anything, I promise. Give me a call at 323-642-1207 or write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. Together, we can look and see what it's going to take for you to have the life you love and have everything you want in life. It really is that simple, not complicated. yescoachforyou.com. When you look, what are the kinds of things that you think about that you want? What are the kinds of things that come up for you? Do you think about a new job or starting your own business? What is it like for you when you are dreaming or daydreaming or sitting just contemplating what life could be like if you had this or if you had that? I promise you, it can go beyond the desire and the want, the actual manifesting and the being of having what you want in life. And that's what being a yes is all about. I live in the world of yes. My interpretation of life is that life was designed, whenever that was in the beginning, for the people who live here to have what they want in life. I don't believe the universe works against us. I think the universe works very powerfully with us. All you have to do is be a yes. Be willing to say yes
And I don't mean just the word yes, saying that out loud or looking in the mirror and saying yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that's fine if you want to do that. Knock yourself out. But it's not semantics I'm pointing at. I'm talking about a positive mindset. I'm talking about a mindset where you live your life and that all the actions you take are toward achieving the goals and the wishes and the wants that you have, and that you have faith 100% that you can have those things that you're going after. What I'm teaching has everything to do with who you are being and what you are doing as you're being that. So who you are being in life is your personal standing and self-awareness is yes. Some people are just a natural no. You can barely get a question out of your mouth and they're saying no. Why is that? A lot of times it's not because of any other reason than they've watched some person in their life when they were growing up who was that way and they emulate that person. Or sometimes it's that reason that they've had hope and they've had faith and they've had disappointment in the side of that. And because they're disappointed, because things have not happened that has gone their way, they make that mean that they'll never happen. So they make a decision. Sometimes it's very early on. It's like they decide, I can't have what I want in life. It's not going to go my way in life. My life is not going to be well, so I'm going to have to be on the lookout so that I don't put myself in a situation where I get hurt any more than I already have been. So inside of that, they're no. Inside of that, what they think and how they relate to life is, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to keep myself from feeling too much because when I do, something's going to happen. Something's going to go on that, I don't know, it's hard to feel good about life when things haven't gone your way. It's hard to know what to do when you wanted something really bad and life didn't deliver. So my thought is that one of the things that I can provide for you is access to this world of yes. Some of you may be listening to me and wondering what I'm talking about or wondering what I mean when I say that there's a world of yes. And what I want you to know is that wherever you are in life and whatever you're up to, part of what being a member of the New Age Guild provides is access to people who are creating an environment that is high energy, positive, powerful, and you want to participate in that energy. Life is energy. And when you resonate at a very powerful energy, only provide powerful results. I promise you. Living your life inside the yes is living your life inside possibility. We at the New Age Guild know what it's like to be stumbling around, not knowing what to do or where to go. And that is why when you come to Blog Talk Radio and you listen to Spirit Talk Radio, you're listening to people who make a difference in that arena. You're listening to people who know what it is that they want and know how to resonate with the energy that life and the universe resonate at. And you want to be a part of that. That's why the New Age Guild provides Spirit Talk Radio. And that's why I'm here, the Yes Coach. I can provide so much empowerment for you. You have to be willing to look and see what you want and say what you want. I know what it's like to be unsure about what it is that's going on in life and why things happen the way they do. I promise you, you can have what you want in life no matter what. Be assured that the science of yes is not just a theory. The science of yes is the science of the high energy
that life actually resonates at, and you can resonate at the same energy. I invite you, take a moment to create for yourself. I can have anything I want. Let's do a process together. Close your eyes, just a moment. Sit up straight. Put your feet flat on the ground. Breathe easy. Let the flow of energy around you just naturally flow where it will, and experience it. Experience the energy that life is. This is one of those times when you want to be inside your personal bubble and you want to shut out the outside world, the noises, the pollution, the toxins. All you want to be present to right now, your eyes closed, is the energy, the flow of it, the feel of it, the color of it. With your eyes closed, you can still observe the color that the energy that's around you resonates in. Yours, your personal energy, merged with the energy of the universe. Take a moment. Sit up straight. Put your hands in your lap. Both hands on both legs. Palms up. Take a deep breath. Let it out very slowly. And just relax. And connect to the energy of the universe. The energy that flows within you, merging with the energy that resonates like a river, like a slow-moving, flowing ocean. And your energy becomes a part of that ocean. Your energy resonating with the power of you. And in this moment, what you want, anything you want, is available. And you can manifest. Take a moment. Breathe. What do you want? Say it out loud. No one's listening. You can tell the universe what you want. Say it firmly. Say it clearly. Don't be afraid. You can have it. I promise you. You have to be willing to say it. The energy flows. And the energy resonates. And the universe is listening. Say what you want. And say it. Not like you're asking for it. But say it. Like it's already yours. This shall be because you say it shall. And you can then manifest it. Don't open your eyes yet. Stay still. Hands on your lap. Now look. The universe is listening. Ask the universe, what action do I need to take now to provide myself with this thing that I desire? What are the actions that I need to take that will lead me to this thing that I want? Whatever it is, what actions? Breathe. Keep your eyes closed. Be aware of your energy field, colors, the field, merging with the energy of the planet. This thing that you want, what are the actions that you need to take? Breathe. Okay. Relax. Open your eyes and just take a moment Write down what you saw, what you were present to. What actions you need to take that are in alignment with the things you say you're committed to having in life. I don't care what it is. A new partner, romantically. Something in the lines of a career or a new job, or maybe you start your own business. Whatever it is that you thought of when we took time out and did that process, write down the actions that you saw need to be taken and make a promise to yourself. When I see actions that move forward what I'm committed to in life, I write them down and I take action on them within 24 hours of my having that thought. If you do that, if you take that on, you'll see something. And what you'll see is that you start to manifest. You'll begin to manifest anything you want in life. Anything. So what did you think of? Share it. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 323-642-1207. Let us know, how did that go for you? There are a lot of actions you can take that will have you fulfill on the things you're committed to having in life. A lot of actions, even little actions that you can take. For instance, let's say you want to lose some weight and that's your commitment in life. Losing weight and feeling good about it. Well, there's a couple of things you can do to lose weight. I mean, everybody knows that to lose weight, you need to diet, exercise, eat less, burn calories faster. But knowing about what to do and doing it are two different things. What do you want in life? How can you use the science of yes to get it? One of the things that I share about with people all the time is how you manifest what you want. Utilizing the science of yes is, number one, you have to be clear about what you want, but number two, you have to be willing to take actions toward it. So people sometimes ask me, how do I know what actions to take? Well, this is what I'm saying. You can do processes like I just did. You can look within yourself. You can take what I think are very important. I call them morning pages. When you wake up in the morning, right there, right in that moment when you first wake up, is a critical time to capture the kinds of things that are happening in your mind. If you look up and do that, you'll find that a lot of times you'll think of the things that you want in life and the pathway to get them. And if you write them down, you'll notice that they become more real for you. So I highly encourage that. I encourage you to write down what it is that you want in life. And the other thing I encourage you to do is to share with the people in your life that are for you, that are rooting for you. Now, what do I mean when I say share with the people who are for you, who are rooting for you? What I mean by that, there are people in your life who aren't rooting for you. There are people in your life that always have something critical to say to you. They poo-poo everything that you come up with, like your ideals aren't going to, you know, follow through. It's not going to turn out. They dismiss what you're up to. They're constantly finding things to ridicule you for. The kind of people in your environment, maybe they don't mean to disempower you. Maybe they actually want you to do well, but unfortunately, a lot of times you feel bad. You know, you don't know why they're that way to you. You don't know what it is that you've done or what it is you can do to make them, you know, stop pouring such negativity all over you. But here's the thing about that, and I'm sorry to say this, you need less of those people in your environment. The thing is that people like that, unfortunately, they pull you down and they suck your power. They're like a vortex, like the kitchen sink when you drain it. That's how they drain you of what you are creating and your power. And you want to limit the amount of people that are in your environment doing the kinds of things that bring you down and make you feel bad about yourself. You want to have more people in your life that are actually empowering you, positive-minded people, people who are inside of yes, who are a yes. And when you say things to them, to people like that, when you share what you're up to, when you tell them your dreams and your hopes and your aspirations, they actually root for you. They actually empower you. They want you to succeed. They want what you want for yourself. You need more friends like that. And if your friends are not like that, you need new friends. I know that sounds harsh, and it's easy for me to say. When you have good friends and you have things that, you know, people in your life that, you know, have been around for quite some time, it's hard to say, you know, you don't want them around your life anymore. I'm not saying to get rid of them, to put them on the curb, but be careful what you share with them. The energy of yes is very, very positive, and it flows. If you come up against somebody who's against you or who's criticizing you or disempowering you or putting you down, the energy of yes is blocked by that. You know, what you want to know is you need people around you who are for you, people you can share your dreams and hopes and aspirations with, people that you can actually talk to about the things that you are creating, the things that you are desiring, and that they'll be 100% aligned, 100% for you, empowering you. What can I provide? How can I help you achieve that? That's wonderful. I think that's great that you're up to that. How can I help? Those are the kinds of people that you want to be with. And I'm sorry. Sometimes the people that I'm talking about, the negative people, the people who suck your power and criticize and dismiss what you're up to, sometimes they're members of your own family. And that's the sad part, because it's hard to not be around members of your own family, specifically if they live in your house. If you live in a household where there's people who take away from or suck your power or keep you from being powerfully connected to what it is you want in life and the goals that you're out to achieve, you have to hold them at arm's length. You cannot let them in your immediate environment when you're generating positivity around what you're manifesting. They will block, they will sabotage, they will keep you from getting what you want in life. And I highly encourage you to surround yourself with people who are happy for you and love when you're successful and hate when you're not. You need to know that there are people in your environment who love you and want for you what you want for yourself. And those are the kind of people that you want to have around. I'm not always 100% sure what people are up to and why I say that. Sometimes people are puzzling. You have conversations with them and they say they want what's best for you, but sometimes their words are not in alignment with what they act like they're your friend. They don't support you when you're up to. So one way you can be really clear about that your friends and your associates in your life are for you is that when you do share with them, when you do tell them that you're up to things, their reaction is one of positivity and love. You know when someone's being great with you, and you know when someone's being not so great with you. If they're great with you when you're letting them know what you're up to in life and what you want to have in life, then they're your friend and they bring a positive mindset. They flow with the energy of yes. But if when you share with somebody, another human being, whoever they are, whether they're your relative, whether they're a friend or an associate at work, you share this with them from your heart, your vulnerable place, the thing that you want and that you're striving for, what you're manifesting for yourself in life, and who they're being, how they relate to you, is inside of skepticism, cynicism, sarcasm. They poo-poo it or dismiss it or make you feel bad about it. Make jokes at your expense. Making it as though it's a funny thing, as though it's foolish for you to even consider having that thing. If that is how they react, that may be somebody that you don't want to share with anymore, the things you're up to in life that you're manifesting. Manifestation of the things you want in life is very, very, very much a part of the resonation of the energy you're putting towards them. So if somebody in your environment, in your immediate environment, is pouring negative, derisive, just plain bad energy on what you're sharing with them, then withdraw. Don't share it with them anymore. Be careful and be protective of your dreams. You can manifest your dreams, but you don't want to do it against the grain. You want to do it so that you're flowing with the life force and the life energy that's already a part of what you're creating around that dream. Your dreams are important to you, and you don't want to share it with someone who isn't just as powerfully connected to it as you are. That's the mistake that a lot of people make. They share their dreams with someone who puts them down. And so they get disheartened and disempowered, and they withdraw, and they don't share that dream anymore. And little by little, that dream begins to fade, and little by little, that dream becomes a faded memory. I'm here to tell you that as the Yes Coach, my coaching to you is to go for your dreams. Keep it alive, passionate. What you want in life and the things that you desire are there for a reason. It's not an accident. You hold them in your heart. They're there for you, and they're supposed to be there. Never worry. Never fear. You can have what you want in life. I promise. You can have anything you want, and you have every right to have it. My thoughts and love are with you as you take on the world and take on life. And manifesting your dreams. My hope and my desire is that your dreams come true. I'm one person in the universe that you can count on to always empower you, to always listen to your dreams. And I will always listen from what's possible. Possibility exists. You can live in your life inside it, but you have to be willing to be committed to it. Take the actions correlate with it. Be unwilling to be deterred from that path. Failure is not an option. If you live your life that way and you bring your dreams to the outside by making sure you're constantly aware of them, constantly speaking them, constantly looking for the journey, the pathway, the access to that dream, you'll have anything you want, guaranteed, I promise you. And I'm not here just whistling Dixie. There are many people in the world who believe as I believe. When you look in the world at the people who are accomplishing so much, they're not doing it in a vacuum. People who set out to achieve what they want in life do so powerfully and in communication with the world and with others about what they're up to and what they want. If you're introverted and shy, that's fine. Do so. Be introverted and shy. Don't be shy with the universe. The universe is listening. Tell the universe what you want. Be specific about what you want. If you do so, I promise you, you can have what you want. I know some of you are listening. You're listening to me tonight, and you're not sure you believe me. You're not sure that I know what I'm talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. You can have what you want. You can be what you want. Anything you want in life is available. I think that if you truly, truly have a dream, a vision of the way you want life to be for yourself, you have every right. And you will have it. Stick with me. Listen to my radio podcast. Visit me on my website, yescoachforyou.com. I can give you access to a world that you love, a world where anything's possible. I didn't just make this up. I promise you, it's not just me, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, saying this. This is the way the universe was designed. The energy of yes, it's been out there since the dawn of time. I'm putting a word to it, and I'm creating a world around it, a science. That science of yes has been here since the beginning. You're not being weird if you look to the science of yes and look and see. What is it that you want, and how do you want to make it happen? You can have it absolutely inside of yes. People have been doing this since the dawn of time. I promise you, it is one of the most potent rules of the universe. The science of yes, the law of attraction, whatever you want to call it. Life resonates at a certain wavelength. And when you put yourself on that wavelength, you're putting yourself in focus, in sync with that wavelength. It could be that you think that I'm whistling Dixie. I want you to know, we very much complicate life as human beings. I'd like you to consider for a moment the song that I play at the beginning of my show. It's kind of an upbeat song, you might notice. Well, that's on purpose. I have an upbeat song for my beginning because the science of yes is upbeat. That song, sung by the genie to Aladdin, you ain't never had a friend like me. There's an analogy there. And the analogy is, the genie is telling Aladdin, you may say things to people in life, your friends, your relatives, and they may hear them. When you say something to me, I provide. You ain't never had a friend like me. When you want something and ask me, you'll get it. That song is your life. And the genie is the universe. And you're Aladdin. And like the genie in the song says, life is your restaurant. I'm your maitre d'. So, you've got some power in your corner now. If you understand that, sit down, pick up the menu. What would you like? What will your pleasure be? Look at life and pick up the menu. Consider for a moment that you're Aladdin. You're sitting there in a cave in front of a lamp, and there's a giant genie in front of you. And the genie has an order booklet like a waitress has in a restaurant with a pen poised, waiting to write down your order. And you, Aladdin, are thinking about, what do I want? Life is your restaurant. I'm your maitre d'. Tell me what you want. What do you want to order? A new home, a new car, a new romantic partner, a new career. Here's the point. Anything you want for your life is available. you want to understand something. If you live your life inside this, what I just distinguished, if you do, you don't have to. I could be here blah, 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 blah every Thursday night for the rest of eternity, and you completely ignore me. Fine. That's the way it could go. But here's what I offer, okay? You can also listen to what I'm saying and let it sink in. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me. Take advantage of life. Life is your restaurant. Take advantage. Sit down. Look at the menu. Order up. Whatever it is you think you want, order up. Keep it coming. All the things you want are available. Write them down. You should have a list of 100 things you're working on bringing to your life. What if life was your restaurant? What if the universe is your maitre d'? What would you ask for? Start writing. A new car. Start writing. But don't just stop at material things. All across the board, what do you want? What would you ask of life if you could actually see with your own eyes, tangibly, the universe as a waiter with their pen poised and their notebook out, ready to take your order? Have that vision in your mind for a moment. The universe as a waiter, ready to take your order. Close your eyes for a moment and think about what you want. This menu looks really great. Let me think about that for a moment. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? Are you afraid to want? Are you afraid to say what you want? Tune in every week. This is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. And this is the Science of Yes. And if you're not clear what you want in life, stick with me. Week by week, we examine the energy of yes. Join us here every week on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we'll get into the science of yes. And you could start to really dwell and inquire into what you want in life. If you're listening to my broadcast now, don't forget to click on the follow button. When you click on follow, that's like hitting like on Facebook. It lets the Blog Talk Radio and Spirit Talk Radio know you want more. So click on follow and keep me in mind as your go-to place. So when you want to find out what you want in life and what's available, come to me and I'll support you and empower you. I'm your friend, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Be sure to visit our website, the New Age Guild, NEWAGEGIULD, the New Age Guild. Come and visit us. We're the New Age Directory, where you can come and find your New Age practitioner and find out the best person who would match you, the New Age Guild, who puts on Spirit Talk Radio, where I, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, have my show every Thursday night. Thank you for joining me. I really enjoyed being with you tonight, and I'm looking forward and can't wait for our playing together, you know, every Thursday night. Join me, and we'll see what you're up to and what you want, and we'll make your wishes come true. Good night, everybody. See you next week.